My name is Mahmouda. I'm not really sure why I just laughed like that. It's just so weird. I haven't sat down and like switched on my mic in months. I feel like, when was the last that I posted? January? Yes, I just thought, okay, I'll do a little bit of a life update just to let everybody know that I'm still here, still alive, still breathing, just very stressed and very busy, which I didn't think I was going to be this busy, but anyways, that's what you get. But yeah, so first things first, obviously, tea choice for the episode. I'm drinking Earl Grey. Oh, even surprised. It's, let me check the time. It's 8 o'clock in the morning in South Africa, Cape Town, and I'm drinking Earl Grey tea. Also, I think this is going to be my last morning cup of tea for a while, because hopefully Ramadan starts tomorrow. So yeah, we get to have a month filled with blessings and just become our better selves, our best selves. Okay, so yeah, let's get into the life update. I'm currently doing honors, which I didn't think I was going to get into. I'll be honest, I didn't think I was going to get into. I did start like 2 weeks later than everybody else, so I was kind of like an add-on to the group. But yeah, I'm doing that now, and I don't know how it works though. Like, is what you're doing your thesis on your major? Because if that is that, then I'm majoring in muscle physiology, which is very interesting though. So I am working on antelope, which is weird because I'm not, I don't know what the thing is. I'm just not, how do I explain it? Like, I never thought that I would be somebody who would work on animals. I'm afraid of dogs and cats and birds. I'm literally afraid of everything. But the good thing is that all like the experiments and testing and things was done a few years ago. So I am basically, for my research project, my thesis, all I'm doing is like correlating all the data and just putting it all together and writing up a whole article based on it, I'm guessing. So yeah, I'm actually really excited. It's very fun and I'm enjoying it, but it's a lot of work and I am extremely busy, so I haven't had time to sit down and just kind of like speak to everybody. And I say this as if anybody's even listening, but yeah, I've been enjoying this so much, and I've spoken about this before, but I really do enjoy like recording these podcasts and, you know, talking to people, because I don't talk to people that often. But yeah, I enjoy this and I love it, and I missed it so much, and I'm so glad that I have like a few minutes, even though it's like probably, this is probably gonna be really short, just like 10 minutes or something. But yeah, even though it's just that short, I am so happy to be here and just like sitting down and recording this and having fun. I also just finished class now, which, I don't know, how are you feeling about this virtual learning thing? Because I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest. I like the whole in-person thing. Like, I've been doing in-person classes recently, but since, you know, South Africa, everybody's a bit more afraid of a third wave coming, so we've kind of moved again to online. Yeah, online learning is not for me. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm disciplined enough for it. Okay, me just hyping myself up over here. But yeah, like I said, I think I'm, or at least now, I know I'm disciplined enough for it. Because last year I did it, and it worked for me. But I enjoy like going to class and sitting in a class and, you know, listening to people. But hey, look, it's a pandemic. You know, gotta be safe, gotta protect everybody. So yeah, wear masks, guys, wash your hands, use sanitizer, social distance, do all those lovely things so that we can go back to being normal in the world and just, yeah, just living our lives. I can see people again, even though like I am a introvert. I was gonna say a hermit. But yeah, I am very introverted, I guess. Or at least I say that. Some people think not after they've spoken to me, but I think it's just because I'm really comfortable with those people, so that's why they think not. But yeah, I'm very introverted, so what was I saying? Oh yes, I want to see people. I want to go out. I want to, you know, have fun and like go to my friend's house and just chill and relax. And maybe I could do that, but I don't drive. That's story for another time. Okay, let's put it this way. I don't drive. I know how to drive. I've done the lessons. I took the test 5 times. Failed them 5 times. So I'm just like, if you fail them 5 times, isn't that like a sign that maybe it's just not for you? That's the worst message ever. But yeah, I've kind of just taken a break from it now. I'm just like, maybe I should just not, and you know, focus on everything else. That's my thing. Although I so wish I can drive, honestly. I just need to get over myself. And, you know, just go back and do it. And do it again. And, I don't know, just face my fears. But, yeah, I'm afraid, guys. I'm afraid. So, yeah, that's what I haven't done. That's why I don't drive, and I tell people I don't drive. But yeah, this, especially like the whole commuting to campus for the past two months. Yeah, that's been tough because like my daddy has to take me to campus and then come and fetch me. And some days I'm literally at campus for 1 hour, maybe even like 30 minutes. Like on Friday, I was supposed to be in 30 minutes. Luckily, I, you know, managed to be there for an hour. That sounds so bad. Sorry, I just dropped this thing. But yeah, it's, yeah, I just need to drive. Somebody just motivate me. Somebody just like, give me some incentive to drive, to be honest. Be like, if you drive, I'll give you a call. I'm kidding. That's my thing though, to be honest. That's like my whole selling point to my parents. I'm like, get me a car and I will drive. And they're like, get your license and we'll get you a car. I'm like, nope, other way around. I'm like, I want to see it first. You know, like, when you bribe somebody with a sweet or something and you're like, you know, use a chocolate, go and do something. Like, obviously, like, don't be like, do that, I'll give you a chocolate. Because I'll be like, no, I'm not dumb. Then I do it and you don't give me a chocolate, so I'm like, let me see the car, and then I'll go. I am so horrible. What was I saying? Oh, yes, Ramadan starts tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm hoping. This is Monday the 12th. So hopefully, it starts tomorrow, and I'll probably be not active on here. I hope I can have, and I can like kind of schedule some time where I can actually sit down and, you know, speak a bit more about things. I really, really hope that this year I would be able to be more active on here and kind of, you know, speak to more people and interview people. I have so many amazing people that I really, really want to interview. But because I don't have the time, I don't want to, like, maybe I should just make time, to be honest. But then again, my schedule is so, like, unpredictable. Okay, so let me tell you, on a Sunday evening, I get a schedule for the week, which tells me, like, this is class, this is where you need to be. Maybe, like, on Wednesday, you have to be at campus at, like, a certain time for a certain amount of hours. That's how it works. So I don't have, like, a set, fixed schedule where I can look at, you know, every weekend is different and I can kind of plan my week and be like, hey, I can, you know, interview you at this time and that time and whatever. So I didn't have that. So I literally have to wait until Sunday evening, which does suck, but I do understand, like, you know, everybody's kind of busy and because of COVID, so, you know, times and stuff and, like, the rules at university is very different. So, yeah, I'm also waiting on desk space. So basically, like, with kind of people in post-grad on your what is it called? Faculty. That's it. So your faculty floor at university is kind of like this open plan space, and everybody gets like an assigned desk where they can like kind of work, and you know, that's basically your desk for the entire year. So I'm waiting on that so badly. I really want it so I can actually have, you know, go into campus and sit there and work, because I don't know, guys, like last year was an anomaly, to be honest. I was working so good and I was at home and I was doing everything, but I feel like it's because none of my friends that I spent my entire undergrad with is doing honors, or no, let's say none of my friends is doing that I spent my entire undergrad with is doing honors at the same university that we did undergrad at. So one of my friends went back to Stellenbosch, which, I mean, I really hoped we could have been together, but we're not. But I mean, she's happy and I'm happy, and so we gotta just, you know, do our own thing. And that's the joys of growing up. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, I wanted to say something. Apart from Ramadan starting tomorrow, which I am extremely excited about, I have a bunch of like presentation signings this year, and anybody who knows me knows that I am literally probably the most anxious person ever, and I get very, very nervous. But when I'm prepared, I give a mean presentation. I'm just hyping myself up this morning. But yeah, I really enjoy giving presentations if I'm prepared. I hate that, like, you know when you're on school and you have to do those like unprepared orals? It's like those unprepared like presentations. Oh, I hated that. The one I can remember, what is the word? Oh my word, it was the Carpe Diem. I think I was in grade like 9 or 10 or something, and my teacher was like, oh, that's a word. I literally had nothing to say about it. I think I asked one of my friends and literally just said everything she said, because I had no idea what was going on, what to say. I was shaking like a crazy person. Not a big fan of those. I like to be prepared, and I like to have my presentations and my videos and everything, just, you know. So yeah, so I have a few presentations which I'm excited about, and they're all kind of in the line of things that I'm doing. So yeah, I'm very, very excited about this year, to be honest. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm excited about Ramadan. I'm excited about this year. I don't know how many times I can say I'm excited. But yeah, that's my update, I guess. That's what I've been doing for the past few months, but month are we now in April. So February, March. So it's been like 2 months. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing for the past 2 months. That was a very weird and like cheesy update, I guess. But yeah, nothing spontaneous. No, not spontaneous. Significant happened apart from getting into postgrad and doing postgrad and basically studying and stressing and, you know, the usual. So yeah, that's kind of everything I've been up to. I'm literally looking around my bedroom right now to see if there's anything that I've, like, anything new that I've gotten. I haven't even gotten new books. Can you believe it? I mean, physical books. I've gotten a bunch of, like, e-books that I've read. I was planning for Ramadan. I wanted to read more books written by Muslim authors. So yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna get around to that, but we'll see. You know, we'll limit ourselves to at least 2 books, and then we'll see how far we get. Maybe we read a bit more. You know, we obviously want to recite more Quran and, you know, increase our Islamic knowledge. But yeah, for a bit of extra entertainment, I guess. I do have a few. I think it, what's the name? Is it Hafsa Faisal? I think it's called We Hunt the Flame, something like that. I really want to read that book. I've seen so many like reviews and like TikToks and things about it. Yeah, I am addicted to TikTok, guys. But I guess who isn't? But yeah, I've seen so many of that, so I really, really, that's like on top of my list. And then I want to do the henna wars. Henna wars. I don't know who the author is. I think her name is Adiba or something. I don't know, but yeah, I really want to read those books. So maybe that's the two books I read this Ramadan. Let's see. But yeah, I have a lot of work to do today, so I'm gonna have to end it here. That was kind of just like a little update. But yeah, I'm very, very excited. Let's hope that I can find the time to be more active on here and also be more active on social media and like Instagram, but obviously not during Ramadan, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to update you guys before I take a long break. Not that long, maybe longer. We don't know. Let's make dua. You know, this Ramadan, we're going to make a lot of prayer and dua that I get the time to kind of be more active on here and record more podcasts. And yeah. But anyways, that was it. Three things that we're grateful for this week. Obviously, we have to end on that. So number one, we're going to say religion. Number two, I'm going to say tea, because this cup of tea that I've been drinking, honestly, the best I've had in a while. And then three, oh, I got these markers from Typo. Guys, game changer with study notes. I am very much old school, so I love writing my notes out, and I love making them all pretty with like different colors and stuff like that. So that's the third thing. My markers from Typo. They are amazing, honestly. Best I've ever had. But yeah, that's it for me today. I hope I speak to you guys soon. Stay safe, everybody. Wash your hands, wear your mask. Social distance, we are still in a pandemic. So take care of yourselves, and I wish you all the best. And everybody observing the month of Ramadan, I hope you have a blessed month. And yeah, I wish you all the best. Bye.